Hello， 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文。
This is Zuina。
今天虽然不是星期天呢，但是我们要和大家分享一些和星期天有关的一些表达。Today we're gonna share some expressions about Sunday.
The day Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, I know some.
Zelina 还知道一些就是有关星期天的俚语。有的时候呢，并不是说我们一说 Sunday 就一定是和 Sunday 有关的。
For example, when someone says to you that you are a Sunday painter, what do you think the meaning of this phrase is?
A painter just work on Sunday? I'm not sure.
Yeah, sadly it's not that simple. It's actually a non-professional painter, usually unschooled, and generally painting during spare time.
就是指的那种业余的画家，就是相当于不是很专业的那种类型，我们就可以称呼他为这个 Sunday painter。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
Okay, so the first one is Sunday punch.
周末的一拳，绝对不是这种俚语，绝对不按套路出牌。 What does it mean? I don't know.
So it's a powerful or devastating blow, especially a knockout punch.
就是啊，就拳击中啊最厉害的一击，可能就是把对方击倒的那一击。还有呢，可以表示对付对手的这种杀手锏。When can we use this one? Sounds a little violent.
Usually used when talking about taking down an opponent in a fight, whether it's physical or not.
就是这个 Sunday 这个表达一些血腥啊，它源自于拳击比赛，叫做 knock your opponent into next Sunday. 大概意思就是一拳把对方打倒，直到他下周日才清醒。哎，真的是牛啊！就是直接翻译就是一记重拳，但是呢，随着时间的发展，这个词变得很抽象了。现在基本上指的就是必杀技、杀手锏。Yeah, you can make a sentence.
Yeah. So for an example, I could say he's saving his Sunday punch for the end of the campaign.
就是呢，他打算在最后啊，在这个为了拯救这个公司，再使出他自己的这个杀手锏。在这里，这个 Sunday punch 它是一个名词啊，表示杀手锏的意思。
So, the next one is 6 ways to Sunday.
六种去星期天的方式啊，真的是太难理解了。It's really hard to understand. Maybe you can make a sentence first, then I can try to guess the meaning.
Alright, so I won't give you the meaning, I'll just say the sentence. Is that cool?
Cool.
Alright, so everyone had their money on the reigning champion, but he was beaten 6 ways to Sunday by the newcomer.
通过这个句子呢，我觉得他的意思就是各个方面，你想想，星期日之前一共有六天，天哪，我这数学，星期天之前有六天，所以每一天呢，我们都用一种方式来到达星期日，也就是用尽各种方式，想尽各种办法。Do you use that one often? I mean, the phrase?
I mean, yeah, I've used it a few times, usually when I forget to do something.
就是通常泽丽娜忘了做什么事情的时候，她都会用这个句子。So you...probably seldom use this kind of phrases in China, right?
I can't use these phrases in China. No one knows what it means.
对，所以Zelina说她很少在中国用这些俚语，因为她说了之后我们根本就不知道她在讲什么，所以大家趁这个机会好好积累一下。Hi, Zelina. Do you have a Sunday name?
Sunday name?
Yeah, this is the next one you're going to talk about. Sunday name.
You mean like the full name, proper name, the elaborate or...posh name.
对，就是全名，非常正式的名字。But it's a British slang, right? For example, we can call Stephen instead of Steph.
Steve, yeah.
Steve in a formal situation, which means Stephen or Stephen.
It depends on who you're talking to. It could be Stephen or Stephen.
好 ，Stephen 就是 Sunday name， 就是他的一个 Sunday name， 全名非常正式的名字。Does the phrase have the relations with church?
I actually have no idea. I don't know.
这个词汇的来源可能会和宗教有关系，因为信仰宗教、信仰基督教的人呢，通常都会在星期天去教堂做礼拜。那么这个神圣的地方，人们就用最正式的称谓来交流，互相交流。那么比较正式的名字就叫他们的 Sunday name。
So the next one we have is something called your Sunday's best. This might be an American thing, especially an American Southern thing. Do you know it? your Sunday's best. So this is basically your nicest clothes, because a long time ago you would wear your nicest clothes to church.
就是星期天去做礼拜，去教堂的时候都会穿一些比较漂亮的衣服，所以这个时候 we can say this Sunday's best.
Yeah, your Sunday's best.
Your Sunday's best. 就是穿一些比较高档、比较漂亮的衣服、比较整齐的衣服。What about Sunday school?
So Sunday school, that's the school that is usually for children during church, since most kids can't sit still during a whole service.
Oh, and there is one expression from this, which is Sunday school truth, right?
A truth or fact that everyone knows.
就是衍生出来一个表达叫做 Sunday school truth, 就是以传播宗教知识为主的它的意思就是人尽皆知的道理或者是事实，就是每个人都知道这件事情。
Okay, so our last one is Sunday saint.
Saint, 星期天的圣人，是不是和宗教又有关系？ Something related to religion again.
It's the shortened way to say Sunday saint and Monday sinner. So, like, one who is pious and well-behaved on Sunday while attending church, but not so well-behaved at other times. During the rest of the week.
Gotcha. 就是修一个人啊，周日呢他还是清风亮洁的君子和圣人，但是到了周一呢就变成作恶多端的小人，就是伪君子的模样。所以大家都不要做这个 Sunday saint. So it's a bad word, that phrase, right?
Usually. It's usually something used often in church when you call someone a Sunday saint.
对，所以大家呢一定不要做一个 Sunday saint.节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
Alright, so today we've learned so many things on Sunday. For
that's,
example...
That's not Sunday, right?
It's not... Wait, what is today? Today's Tuesday!
Tuesday.
Is that even... Why are we doing this?
Because we're going to learn some phrases about Sunday.
Okay. So we have our Sunday painter.
Yeah.
We have our Sunday punch.
Mm-hmm.
We have... What was the other one? Oh, six ways to Sunday.
Yeah. Ooh,
that one's used not all the good times. We have a Sunday name.
Sunday punch.
Oh, gosh. Don't even start with Sunday punch.
Yeah.
So bad. And then we have Sunday school. We have... What was the... Oh, Sunday's, Sunday's best.
Yeah, Sunday's best.
Yeah, and Sunday saint.
Sunday saint.
Don't call someone a Sunday saint. It's not nice.
今天我们学了这么多这么多，刚刚泽丽娜也帮助我们一起复习了一遍这么多和 Sunday 有关的一些表达，一些俚语，那么大家可以多多积累下来，争取能够用得上了，我觉得哇好厉害。那这期节目呢我们就到这里了，我是木木。
This is Zelina.
我们下期见，
下期见，
拜拜
拜。